Let's begin. Mem Chesem Abeis, the bottom of the Amud. And today's shir is the Refuah Shalema Tali Bas Tavo Rabina. Okay, we are at the two dots on Mem Chesem Abeis, three lines from the bottom. Tanya. So we just spoke about on this Amud, we spoke about the order of the brachas, who made the brachas, Daraisa, Darabanan, of benching. So Tanya, now the Gemara is going to mention other items which must be mentioned during the benching. So Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava Bevirchas Haaretz Umalchus Beis David Bevoni Yerushalayim Lo Yatsa Yidei Chovasa. If somebody doesn't mention Eretz Yisrael in the second bracha, right? Eretz Chemda Urechava Bevirchas Haaretz, and somebody doesn't mention Malchus Beis David in Boni Yerushalayim, you're not Yotze Yudei Chavaso of benching. That's what we say. No Delacha, we mentioned Al-Aretz Reza, that on the Aretz that you gave us. And on Malchus Beis David, we say, Rachay B'Shem Malkeinu Ha'isla, Bevash Lem Rechav, Al-Siyam Mishrach Vadechav, Al-Malchus Beis David Mishichachav. We say Malchus Beis David. So that's why you have to mention those in benching. Nachim Hazakin Omer, Tzorach Shiyizkir Ba'Bris. You also have to mention Bris Mila, which we do in the second bracha. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Zorach Shiyizkir Ba'Torah. You have to mention Torah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu also for the Torah in the second bracha. Plimo Omer, not such a famous Amora. Zorach Tana, Zorach Shiyaktim Bris LaTorah. So those are all the things that you have to mention. So it's interesting why you have to mention these things in benching. What is Malchus Beis David and Eretz Yisrael and Bris Mila? So again, some of the Bali Musar say that Rashi already quotes Chazal in Parashas Ekev. Ein adam mori b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu ela mitoch sviya. Person only rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of a feeling of satiation, a feeling of fullness. So right after the benching, where a person's full, where a person feels, oh, okay, he has everything, he's in that state of sviya, so there's a chance of mori b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We're not worried by Hashem when we need things. Yeah, of course, it's easy to daven when we need things. But when we have a feeling of sviya, it's a little difficult. So that's why we have a little, some of the Bali Musar say that we have a microcosmic summary of the basics of Yahadus whenever we bench. Because we're in the state of sviya right now, so all of a sudden we're like, okay, Bris Mila, Malchus Beis David, Eretz Yisrael, so I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food. We take that opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the things that He has given us. Okay, so those are the things that have to be mentioned in benching. So now, Plimo Omer, Tzorach Shiyach de Bris LaTorah. One, when one mentions Bris Mila and Torah, one has to mention Bris first. First, say Val Bris Chashachsamta Bisarenu, and then say Val Torah Slashli Madatanu. Why? Shizu Nina B'Shalosh Brisos, Vizu Nina B'Yud Gilo Brisos. The Bris of Torah was given B'Shalosh Brisos. Rashi here explains the Torah was given, there was a Bris, a covenant between B'nai Yisrael and Hashem three times. Once at Har Sinai. His question, what the four are. The Bach talks about, it's Bach Lokas. Rashi quotes really four. So it's three out of four. You're going to exclude one of them. Har Sinai, Oel Moed, Har Grizim, Har Bas Moav. So there are three. You just got to see which one goes together with the other one out of those four. So Torah had three brisos with it, and the word bris by Bris Mila is mentioned 13 times, and the Mishnah Nedarim talks about this as well. Something special about Bris Mila that the bris is mentioned Yud Gimel times in the Torah. So therefore, you mention bris first. Rabbi Abba Omer, or maybe this is Rav, whose nickname was Abba. Rabbi Abba Omer Tzorach Sheyomer Bo Hodaa Tchila Vasof. The second bracha, you have to have noda. You have to have moda at the beginning and at the end of the bracha, which we have. Noda lecha at the beginning of the bracha that we say. So you have to have moda, tchila vasof, in that bracha where you're mentioning all of these other items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And you for sure can't have less than one hoda. You have to at least mention hoda once. But if you only mention it, our pochis from Aleph, you don't have any nodes, you change the Lashon, Hariz and Maguna, that is not right. The Chalachosim, again, nowadays we don't really have this, we go by the Nusach that the Chazal made for us. But again, this is at an earlier time when, the Nusach wasn't as accepted. So you have to have at least the beginning and the end, and if you have less than one, it's Maguna. The Chalachosim, Manchil Artsos Bebirchas Haaretz, if anybody ends off the second bracha of benching, instead of Al Haaretz v'Al Hamazon, Manchil Aratzos, taking note that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is in charge of all the lands, not just Eretz Yisrael specifically, Umoshia is Yisrael B'Boni Yerushalayim, and you mention Hashem saves B'nai Yisrael in the bracha of B'Boni Yerushalayim, Harei Zeh Bur. Says the Gemara, that is a boor, that's an ignorant person. Again, not because these are wrong. Hashem is Moshiach Yisrael, and Hashem is the Man Chalaratzos. But the issue is that here we're speaking specifically about Eretz Yisrael. Al Ha'aretz V'Alamazel, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. Right, we know that the Ramban al HaTorah in a number of places quotes that Eretz Yisrael doesn't have any intermediary angels over Eretz Yisrael. Specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, even though every other land in the world has an intermediated power. Again, some Rishonim would never talk in this language. But the Ramban says that in Parsha Zachremos, actually this week's Parsha, actually not this, yeah, this week. This week we still landed on Shabbos. So the Ramban says at the end of the Parsha that all of the other lands have another power. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eini Hashem Elokech HaBatamin Mereishis Hashana Nachar Shana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are constantly directly on Eretz Yisrael. There's a higher level of Ashkacha in Eretz Yisrael. That's why you don't say Hal on an Ace of Chutz La'aretz, says the Gemara in Megillah. A lot of reflections of this. But either way, so at this moment in benching, it's time for us to acknowledge specifically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael, so we're not supposed to mention any other land, and also Moshiach Yisrael, Hashem saves us, but specifically, according to this opinion, Binyan Yerushalayim is a separate idea from Moshiach Yisrael. Okay, continue. Sixth line. V'chol she'ena omer bris v'tor b'berchas ha'aretz u'malchus v'tzav v'vodi Yerushalayim lo yatsi yidei chavaso. Again, this opinion says if you don't mention bris milah and Torah and Malchus Beis David, when it's not Yotzei Yerchiv of benching, and it's very interesting, as we just noted before, these have nothing to do with benching, Lechora. But you're still not Yotzei Yerchiv of benching, because you have to use this opportunity, which Birkas HaMazon presents itself with, to mention all of these Yisodos HaEmuna. Okay. Messiah Leil Rabbi Law. All of this proofs like Rabbi Law. Dab Rabbi Law, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Bishum Rabbeinu. Kol Shalom Amar, Bris V'tar, Bebirchaz, Arz, Malchaz, V'tar, 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 fine. Same thing, you have to mention these things. Pligiba Abba Yossi Ben Dustoy V'Rabbanan. There was a machlokas between Abba Yossi Ben Dustoy and the rabbis. Chad Amar, Hatova Hametiv, Tzricha Malchus. One of these opinions holds that the bracha of Hatov Hametiv, the fourth bracha, requires Malchus, which means you have to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's what we do. We mention Malchus. The Chad Amar Einu Tzricha Malchus. And the other opinion holds that, no, just Baruch Ata Hashem, right? Not all brachas have Malchus. So you don't have to mention Malchus. So what's this machlokus about? So the Gemara says, Man da Amar Tzricha Malchus, Ksavar Dirabanan. The one who says that you need to start off the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, holds that Atom Amitav is Dirabanan. And therefore, as we mentioned yesterday, if it's drabanan, it's not like the other three. It was added on at a later date, and therefore, it is not a bracha hasmucha lachavrta. As we mentioned yesterday, if you have a bracha in a unit, so then you don't have to start off with bracha d'Hashem alakidah b'alachalav, because it's just a hemshich of the brachas earlier. But if it's a separate unit, so then you have to mention Baruch HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, even though nowadays we say it all together, we say it one right after another, so it looks like from the outside a Baruch HaSmuch HaLechavrta, but because originally it was Drabanan and it was Mesukan at a separate time, and it's a separate idea conceptually, so therefore it has to start with Baruch HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the svara behind the opinion that says Tzricha Malchus, that you have to mention Malchus at the beginning of the bracha. Umanda Amar Einet Tzricha Malchus Ksavar Da'oraisa. And according to the one who says you don't have to mention Malchus, holds that, like we had the opinion yesterday, that even Atova Meitiv is a bracha d'araisa. There was an opinion out there. We don't hold that way. We had three a couple of daf ago. We had three different points proving that it's d'rabanan. But this opinion holds that it is a bracha d'araisa. Therefore, you don't have to start off with bracha d'Hashem al-Kedah l'chalam because it's a bracha d'Hashem l'chavrta. It is unclear if it's a bracha d'Hashem l'chavrta, do you even have to start off with bracha d'Hashem? Because according to this opinion, it sounds like maybe you don't mention Malchus. But do you have to even start off with Baruch Ata Hashem, Hakel Avinu, Malkeinu, Adirin, etc.? So that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says that even according to the opinion that it's a Baruch Ata Mukhul Chavrta, still, and you don't mention Malchus, still you'd have to start off with Baruch Ata Hashem. Why? You still do, because Rashi goes, Shepsichasi, Yichasi, Masa, Shekula, Hoda, Akasi. It's a one-themed bracha. So therefore, one-themed bracha, therefore you'd still start off with a bracha to Hashem. It's not a violation of starting with a bracha and ending with a bracha. It's all like one hemshach. It's not like a beginning and an end. It's all one one unit. So therefore, you'd start with a bracha and end with a bracha.
What does Rashi mean when it says,
Malchus ksav umi birchas ha'aretzi, and it's connected to the previous bracha. Right, so it means the two previous brachas. We're going to get to how it's connected in a minute, how it can be connected to the two previous brachas ago. Because I think that opinion in the psukim learned out hatova hametiv right after the bracha of brachas haaretz. You have to look back at the makaros. But you're right. It's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says it's from brachas haaretz and not from the bracha right before it. Oh, we don't say Machlis by Shemona Esrei. That's either because, I'm not sure if Tosaf mentioned this here, somebody mentions it here, either because we're relying on the Machlis in the previous brachas of Kriya Shema, brachas Ruch L'Chaverta, we mentioned Machlis, or the answer that is given by most is that Elokei Avraham means Machlis. So by right, and then we mentioned it somewhere, I remember seeing it yesterday somewhere on one of the Makaros, maybe it's in Tosaf here somewhere, that there's a Machlis in Ezra Savasenu somewhere, that there's, we mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king there too. So, right, I don't remember exactly, but the other answer, I think most people give is Elokei Avraham. That itself connotes Malchus. That Avraham Avinu accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu on himself. You don't need the word Melech, but even Elokei Avraham connotes Malchus. So what's called Bracha Main Shalom? So if you say so, maybe he would have Brachas Main Arba. What by Alamichya? By Alamichya, maybe he would have a fourth Bracha in Achinami. Fourth part of that. Okay, but Tosfos here says no. According to the Mandamer of Malchus, the top Tosfos says you wouldn't start up. You'd start off the fourth bracha with just Hakalavina Malkeinu Adireinu Bareinu, etc. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, two dots. Mahu Chosein Bebinyan Yerushalayim. What is the Chasima, the ending off part of the bracha Boni Yerushalayim? Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer Moshia Yisrael. Right, Bracha Hashem Moshia Yisrael, the Savior of Israel. Which we just said earlier that maybe it doesn't work if you end off that way. So the Gemara says, Moshi Yisrael in Bini Yerushalayim below. You're in the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to end off with Boni Yerushalayim. You have to end off with Moshi Yisrael. So Elayma Af Moshi Yisrael. No, you could even end off with Moshi Yisrael, as we're going to see in a couple of lines from now, because Binyan Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of Jerusalem, includes the salvation of Israel, and therefore it's, you're allowed to mention it. It's not a violation of having an ending which doesn't have to do with the bracha, what the bracha is about. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikla Lebei Reish Galusa. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikla Lebei Reish Galusa. Sorry? Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikla Lebei Reish Galusa. Rabba was visiting Reish Galusa. Pasach v'chada v'siyim betarti. He would pasach with chada, with one theme. Let's say he was poseach. Rashi says, he started with, he didn't say Rachim Hashem Malkinu Ayisrael Amecha Vayish Lebrecha. He picked one of them. He either started off with Moshe Yisrael or Boni Yerushalayim. V'siyim betarti, but he ended off by mentioning both ideas, Moshe Yisrael, Uboni Yerushalayim, Bnei Brachma of Yerushalayim, Amar Chista, Gevurt Lamechta Batarti, you're such a great person, you ended off with two, meaning it's not true. Do great people end off with two? No. V'hatanya, we learned it a brisa, Rebbe Omer, Ein Chosin B'Shtayim. Whenever we make a bracha, the end of the bracha has to have one theme. Bracha Hashem, Mekabes Nitchem O Yisrael. Bracha Hashem, Gal Yisrael. One theme. So says Rav Chisda, you know, what do you end? You don't, we never end off with two ideas. The chasima of the bracha has to capture the idea of the bracha. So therefore, you can't mention two themes. Every time we have a chasima of a bracha, it's always one theme. So what are you mentioning? Boni Yerushalayim and Moshe Yisrael. So we'll talk about this right now for a minute. Why not? Why can you end with two themes? So Gufa, Rebbe Omer, Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim. Right, Rebbe just said you can't end off with two themes. Eisvei Levi LeRebbe, Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon. What do we do in the second bracha benching? We say, Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon. Eretz Yisrael and food. Two themes. Gemara answers, no. It really means Eretz D'Mafka HaMazon. There's a connection between the land and the mazon, because it's the land that is Motzi the mazon. So therefore, it's really one connected theme. Al Haaretz V'Al HaPeiros. Right, by we say Alar Zvala Peiros in Ala Mechia, or in Ala Peiros. Eretz D'Mafka Peiros. Again, it means the land that is Motzi, the Peiros, not a separate theme. Okay, so forget those. Let's go to Yantif. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Right, Hashem is Mekadesh B'nei Yisrael and the times. So again, what's the connection? So we say again, it's one theme. Yisrael dekachin l'zmanim. Hashem is Mekadesh B'nei Yisrael, who are Mekadesh l'zmanim. So again, it's one hemshach, it's one theme. Mekadesh over Rashi Chadashim. Yisrael dekachinu over Rashi Chadashim. Yisrael or Mekadesh Rashi Chadashim. Right? Rosh Chodesh is separate than a regular Yantif. We'll talk about that, Bezrim, a little bit later on the Yamud. Rosh Chodesh is a separate idea. It's not like regular Yantif. Right? There's obviously no Yisrael Malacha. What about Mekadesh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim? That one we're stuck, because B'nai Yisrael are not Mekadesh Hashabbos. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh. We might be able to be Mekadesh Hazmanim by Yantif, but Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaima. And even though there's a mitzvah of Kaddish Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Zachos Shabbos Kaddish, that we add our own significance when we are mekadesh the Shabbos, but fundamentally Shabbos is kedusha kviyah v'kaima. Even if we don't do anything, it's Shabbos whether we like it or not. So the Gemara says chutz mizu. You're right. That's an exception. Exception to the rule. Mekadesh haShabbos mizrov hazmanim is the one time that you have two themes at the end of a bracha. So we acknowledge the status. That's part of what Kiddush is, but that doesn't create the status change. We're acknowledging the status change, but Mekadesh is really the creator. But your answer might be what the next line of the Gemara is about to say. Maishna, what's the difference? Why is it allowed? So therefore, why do you tell me that in benching you're not allowed to have two themes of Binyan Yerushalayim and Moshe Yisrael, and here you're allowed to have two themes? Why is this different? So the Gemara answers, no. Hacha chadahi. No, really here, maybe this is similar to what Menachem just said, Mekadesh HaShabbos Bishrov HaZmanim, it's really one theme. It's about Kedusha. It's about sanctification. And yes, it's from Hashem, it's from Am Yisrael, but still, it's all one idea.
The one so, created today, which is a combination of all these Kedushas.
Okay, that maybe all the Kedushas of Yontif stem from Shabbos, right? We say Shabbos.
Today is Shabbos and Yontif. So this is Matthias of today.
No, but you say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Oh, so on that day when it's Shabbos and Yontif, so this is a combination of the two. But again, okay.
This is the one with Mekadesh. This is today.
Even though there's two sources of the Kedusha.
Yeah, but today is
both Kedushas. Okay. Now we spoke a little bit in the past about how do you view a day that's Shabbos and Yontif. Is it Shabbos Yontif hyphenated or is it Shabbos comma Yontif? Right, and we spoke about the number of nafkaminas based on that. Okay, so Maishna, so what's the difference? Hachachadis, like Moshe Menachem said, here is really one unified theme, even though it seems like two, Hasam, but it's still called an exception. Meaning, so it's still two, but it's like kind of connected. So that's why we treat it like one. Hasam Tarti, but by benching, it's really two different themes. Being the Moshiach Yisrael and Boni Yerushalayim is two themes. Kochad v'chad v'afi nafshe, it's separate. V'taima mayin chos v'mishnayim. And anyway, why can't you have ending of a two-themed bracha? Why can't you have two themes at the end of the bracha? L'fi she'ein osen mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. Because we don't do mitzvos, literally, in bundles. Rashi doesn't seem to have had this girsa, because he quotes this reason in explaining the Gemara. But either way, this is the reason. Enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You can't do mitzvos in bundles and bundles. What does that mean? It means we don't try to rush to like throw a bunch of mitzvos in at one time. Once we're making a bracha, don't throw in two themes. You want to speak about two themes? Make two brachas. What do you make it? Throwing in two things at once. You see, the Gilyon on the side says, he quotes Tosis and Moed Katan, Taima de be'inan shehe libo panui l'mitzvah achas v'lo yifana atzmo himena. I'm doing a mitzvah now, I got to be focused on that mitzvah. I don't want to bunch up mitzvahs. Enos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Again, we could have a whole shiur on this, which we're not going to, but this concept comes up a lot. It's going to come up this mostly Shabbos, when we do Yak Nahaz, when we're making Havdalah and Kiddush on the same coast. It's a question, are you allowed to do mitzvahs using the same coasts? At a wedding, we have two kosos, two cups of wine. At Sheva Brachas, there are two cups of wine. Why two cups of wine? Just have one. Brachas Erisin, Brachas Nisuin, benching, Sheva Brachas. No, Ein Osa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. We have two mitzvahs here, right? A lot of times that requires, that's Mechayiv, two objects of a mitzvah. You have a kos here and a kos there. Again, this concept comes up a lot. But in general, the attitude is supposed to be every mitzvah deserves proper attention, deserves all of our attention, and therefore we don't try to just rush and bunch up mitzvahs and do them in one fell swoop. So therefore, so to here, we don't do mitzvahs in bundles, and have two themes at this end of a bracha. So my havi Allah. So lamaisa, how are we supposed to end off the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim? So Amar Rav Sheshes says you have a choice. Pasach Barachim Alamcha Yisrael. If you started off the bracha of Rachim, that's the beginning of Boni Yerushalayim, mentioning Alamcha Yisrael, Chosim b'Moshiach Yisrael, be consistent. Pasach b'Rachem al Yerushalayim, Chosim b'Boni Yerushalayim. Rav Sheshes says, whatever you mentioned at the beginning of the bracha, if you didn't mention both, so then mention that at the end of the bracha. Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Pasach b'Rachem al Yisrael, Chosim b'Boni Yerushalayim. That's what we do. We end off, we mention everything at the beginning. But Rav Nachman says, even if you mention Rachem al Yisrael, we mention Yisrael Amechal Yerushalayim, we mention everything, but you still end off with Boni Yerushalayim. Why? Because that is an all-inclusive theme. Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yichanes. Hashem rebuilds Yerushalayim, and he gathers in those exiled in Bnei Yisrael. E Masai Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, Bizman Shenitche Yisrael Yichanes. Really, part of Bnei Yerushalayim is Kibbutz Golios, and therefore it's really one theme when we end up saying Bnei Yerushalayim that includes that and presupposes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moshiach us. Okay, because that's Kibbutz Golios. Amalei Rav Zera Rav Chisda, fourth wide line, Nesi Marvin Isni. So Rav Zera says to Rav Chisda, you know, let's learn something together. Amalei Berchas Mazonah, I can't even bench properly. You want me to learn with you? He says, what's, I don't understand. He says, Amalei, my high. Like, what happened? What are you so upset about? Why are you depressed? Amalei, Dikloi lebe Reish Galusa. I visited the Reish Galusa. Ubricha Berchas Bezona, and I benched. Vizakvi Rav Sheshes Lekue Alai Kechavya. And Rav Sheshes picked up his neck against me like a snake. Gave me such a look. He was so upset, so obviously did something wrong. So, you want to learn that? I can't. That's not me. But am I? So why did he look at you like that? Did you do anything wrong? He says, I don't know. Delo amri lo bris lo torah lo malchus. I didn't mention bris mil or malchus based of it or Torah. So am I? So why didn't you? So k'derav chanan lo marav, because I was relying on Rav Shita. Damrav chanan lo marav lo amri bris torah malchus yatsa. But the evad your yotze. I'm not saying bris Torah and Malchus. Why? Bris l'fisha'ena b'nashim, Torah u'malchus l'fisha'ena lo b'nashim lo b'avadim. Because these things do not apply to certain individuals, and therefore it sounds like the Rishonim here, the Rashba seems to say that in the olden times, maybe there were different versions of benching even for women, even though we had a couple of daf chafim abeis already, that women are deraisa, derabanan, and safik with a chayvim in benching. But maybe at an earlier time, maybe there was a different version of benching that didn't mention these things. So you see, you can have a benching without these things. So Rav holds, but the Yevet, even if men don't mention these things, you're Yotze. So therefore, I was going like a Rav. So says, now did I present the Rashita, say you have to mention all these things. So you went like Rav? Of course he looked at you strange. Okay, you know how to bench. You just went like this. Right? You went like that. Okay. Interesting Pnei Yeshua on this line of the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua first starts off by saying that if you read the whole Gemara, it really sounds like these things are ma'akev. Mentioning these things are of bris and Torah. And actually, he says that first. First, he says maybe they shouldn't be ma'akev. He says, Rabbi Yechiel, the brother of the Tur, has a suffix. The Tur quotes him in Shulchan Aruch. He says, maybe they shouldn't be. What do these have to do with benching? As we mentioned before, Bali Musar says it's a nice idea, but to say that these are Ma'akev in benching, so then maybe you should say that they're not Ma'akev. He says that even from the story it appears that way. Because what did he say? He says that, you know, Rav Sheshes looked at me funny. But it doesn't say that Rav Sheshes told me to bench again. It just says Rav Sheshes looked at me funny, like he was upset what I did. But it sounds like that you were Yosei. So maybe you would say that if you don't mention all these things, it's only Halachat Chil and not a B'dieved. But then the second half of the Pnei Yeshua says, no, just the opposite. He says, no, I have a raya from the Gemara that it is ma'akev. Because, he says, what did he say? You went like all other Tanoim. You went like Rav and not like all other Tanoim. What do you mean? Even Rav must hold a lechatchila, you should mention it. What do you mean he went like Rav? You're going to say Rav argues on a lechatchila level? No, so therefore he says it must be that Rav argues on everybody else on a b'dieved level. That it must be that Rav said, you went like Rav, that b'dieved it's okay. And everybody else must hold that b'dieved it's not okay. And therefore, then he says, Zer raya she'ain't allowed tshuva. He says that this is the foolproof raya. This story proves that it's a din li'ikuva, even though the first half of the paragraph was that it wasn't such a, he didn't get to the raya yet. But he says it's a raya brura, that mentioning all these things, you're not yotzei benching. And again, this also relates to the Minchas Chinuch that we've discussed in the past, and that is, once the Chazal tell us how to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though the exact nusach come from the rabbis, it could be that you're not yotzei even the d'oraisa if you don't do it in the way the Rabbanan told you to do it. For example, Kiddush, Zacharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kasho. How do you remember Shabbos? So I could say, Shabbos, you're the greatest. Right, Rabbi Kiv Eger says, when you say Shalom Aleichem to somebody on Shabbos, good Shabbos, when you say good Shabbos to somebody, maybe you're yotzei d'oraisa, the mitzvah of Kiddush. Right, and it's a suffix. What happens when you get home? You know, you're gonna be up to your wife who's a chayiv d'oraisa, you know, chayiv d'rabanan, whatever. But the Minchas Chinuch says, no, maybe not. Maybe once the rabbis told us how to fulfill Kiddush, then that's it. If we don't do it this way with this nosach, then we're not yotzei. So too here by benching. I think you might even bring up benching. It's the Minchas Chinuch in Parshas Yisro on Kiddush. So I think he says there that by benching too, if you don't bench how the rabbanan told you to bench, so then that's it. You're not yotzei. So this, that also might connect to the Pnei Yoshua. Amar Rav Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, two dots. Hatova Hametiv Sricha Malchus, you have to mention Malchus in Tova Hametiv. My Kamashwan called Bracha Shema Malchus, Loshme Bracha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chada Zimna. Rabbi Yochanan has already said that if you don't mention Malchus, then it's not a real Bracha. So of course you have to mention Malchus. Lokeda Malcha Olam. We had that earlier in the Masechta. Amar Rabbi Zera, no. Lomar Shetzricha Shte Malchias. His Chiddush is that you have to mention two Malchias. Right, besides Lokeda Malcha Olam, Hoelavinu Malkenu. Right, you have to mention two Malchias. Why two? One for itself and one for the previous bracha, Boni Shalayim, which didn't have a malchus. So yihachi nibai tzlas. Oh, you want to say this is a catch-all? So you should need three. Chada dida, v'chada di Boni Shalayim, v'chada brachas aretz. Right, the second bracha benching also doesn't have a mention of malchus. So Ella Berchazar is my time alone. Why didn't you mention Malchus in the second bracha of benching? Because it's connected to the first bracha of benching, which has a Malchus. So then, Boni Yerushalayim Nami Lo Tibay La Davi LeBracha Zbuch LaChaverta. So the third bracha too, Rachaim doesn't have one because it's Zbuch LaChaverta. So what does the fourth bracha have to make it up for? The fourth bracha is separate. Fine, it's Drabana that needs it. But why does it have to make it up for the third bracha? So Gemara says, you're right. Hu Adin Davi LeBoni Yerushalayim Nami Lo Bay. Really, Boni Yerushalayim also does not need. Ella Aidi Damar Malchus Meis David. But once you're mentioning the Malchus of David Hamelech, Lav Arach Ara De Lo Amar Malchus Shemayim. It's pasnished. It's improper to mention, talk about Malchus and not talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So really, Me'ikar Adin, Mitzad Hilchus Brachas, you don't have to mention Malchus and Malchus in Bonei Yerushalayim. But because you're talking about Malchus based on it, that's why you should mention Malchus. But we mentioned it in the next Bracha, that's the one that covers for the previous Bracha. Again, this is the second time in this parak we've had Lav Orach Ara. You remember on the beginning of the parak we had Lav Orach Ara, that if you're going to mention Shem Hashem, the tenth man should be standing outside in the Shuk. He has to come back in because you should have 10 inside. Rafaba Amar Hachikamar. Second answer, no. Tzricha Shtei Malchus Labar Midida. Really, you make up for the second bracha also. You have three Malchus, and that's what we do. We say, Bracha Hashem Elkeinu Melech Ha'olam Elkeinu Malkeinu Reinu Da Melech HaTov HaMeitav HaKol. Right, so we mentioned Malach three times in the bracha of that bracha. So Yasser Rav Zira Achori Rav Gidol Yasser Rav Gidol Kamei Rav Huna. Rav Zira was sitting behind Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yasser V'Ka'amar Tov Elo Hizkir Shel Shabbos. What happens if you forgot Ritzay? Omer Baruch Shanasan Shabbosos L'Menucha La'Mo Yisrael B'Yahava La'Os U'Labris Baruch B'Kadish HaShabbos. That's the bracha that you add in, if you remember, on time. We'll see Bezrim in a few minutes. We'll see if you remember right after saying the words Bonei Brachaim Shalom Amein. So then you add in this bracha. Tosis points out, why do you start off with a barach? It's smucha l'chaverta. You add this in. What do you have to start off? You just said Bonei Brachaim Shalom Amein. So it's smucha l'chaverta. Tosis gives the answer that, no, this is not supposed to be here, this bracha. This is only because you messed up. A bracha l'chaverta is only a bracha that's supposed to be there. A bracha that's not supposed to be there, you're not going to say it just because you're going to say it there. That's not called a smucha l'chaverta, because it's not really part of the text. It's just like a b'dieved way for you to save yourself.
And we have that by Asher Yatzah, we tried to do a bracha beforehand. It's not supposed to be there, that bracha.
What, Elokai Neshama? No, because there are other sheets that say Elokai Neshama really doesn't need. So Tefillah Tzaderach. So really, so some sheetahs, many sheetahs say that Tefillah Tzaderach is not really a bracha. It's a tefillah. Therefore, it doesn't need a b'smucha l'chaverta. I think somebody just thought of it. I think somebody also says by Tefillah Tzaderach, because Tefillah Tzaderach is really a bracha of Shomei Tefillah. So where it usually is, it's smucha l'chaverta in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So therefore, even if you're saying it ala derech, so therefore it gets the smucha l'chaverta of Shmona Esrei where it usually exists. Maybe Rabbi Yonah says that somewhere. I don't remember. Okay, so Amar Le Man Amra, who said that? Rav said that. Okay, Rav said that you could add in the special bracha of by Shabbos. If you forget Ritzay. What if you forget Yalav Yavo on Yantif? Omer again. Baruch Shanasan Damim Tovim Lamo Yisrael L'Simchol Zikaron Baruch Bekadesh Yisrael B'Hazmanim. So add in that bracha if you forget Yalav Yavo. Amar Le Man Amra. Rav. Or Rav said that. Hadav Yasev Vekamar. Third issue. Tavol Hizkash Shal Rosh Chodesh. If you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Omer Baruch Shanasan Roshei Chodeshim Lamo Yisrael L'Zikaron. So he said that bracha by, that's what you add in by Rosh Chodesh. But, says the reporter of this story, I think it's Rav Gidel, Veloya Dana, I wasn't sure, I Omar Basimcha Olo. Did he mention L'Simcha in the bracha? Because the previous bracha by Yantif, you say, La'amo Yisrael L'Simcha U'L'Zikaron. I wasn't sure if he's mentioned Simcha by Rosh Chodesh. What's the suffix? The Tosfos HaRosh here says, because Rosh Chodesh is not really Simchas Yantif. It's not Yantif. The Shulchan Aruch does say Mitzvah L'Harbos B'Sudas Rosh Chodesh. But it's mitzvah laharbos. It doesn't say chayiv laharbos. Rosh Chodesh is a kiyum to wash on Rosh Chodesh. But there's no chayiv to wash on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, is there simcha? Maybe not. But on the other hand, of yom simchaschem, of moadechem, of rosh echadshechem, the word simcha is mentioned by Rosh Chodesh. Rav Soloveitchik once gave there's a hesped printed. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a hesped on somebody, and it was called he called him the Rosh Chodesh man. The Rosh Chodesh man. Why the Rosh Chodesh man? Because Rosh Chodesh, the Rav explained, has, on the outside, it looks like a regular day. You don't wear Shabbos clothes. You go to work. It looks regular. It's normal, he says. But inside, Rosh Chodesh, oh, special. There's a chalos hayom. There's no kedusha sayom, but there's a chalos sayom or shchodesh. There's a mitzvah to be marbe besuda. It symbolizes the power of Bnei Yisrael to make the chadashim. Rosh Chodesh is a special day. So you give a testament about somebody that on the outside looked like a regular guy, but really inside he was special. So that's Rosh Chodesh, man. Anyway, but here too, so he wasn't sure if it was Yemar Basimcha lo, Omar Basimcha, if he said it or not, Ichasim b'ilo chasim, if he had a special chasima, Idideyu derabe, if he was saying it from himself or he was saying it from his Rebbe. Okay. Nasan Rosh Chodesh, this is only in the what do you mean? But on Rosh Chodesh we say Mechadesh Chodeshim. Right, we say different things by Rosh Chodesh itself. We don't say Mechadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Because it's not V'Hazmanim. This creates the Zmanim, but it's not really V'Hazmanim. That's why we say Mechadesh. Oh, we're Mechadesh, but he's Mechadesh. Right, but you're right. But it might be that there's a difference in the bracha that you say if you forget and the bracha that you say originally. Make your head in. Okay, last one. Gidla bar ben Yomi tahavi koi kamei Rav Nachman ta'a Rav Nachman. So he was sitting, Gidla bar ben Yomi, who was this person, Rav Gidel, if it was the same person. I'm not sure if it was the same, this Rav Gidel, maybe it's a different person. So he was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake. Bahadla Resha. He forgot either Yal V'Yavo or Itzei, and he went to the back to the beginning of benching. Amarle, my time of Marhachi, why'd you go back? So Amarle, Dumber of Shela, Amar Rav Tachos La Rosh. Because I know Rav said they have to be chol. You have to repeat benching if you forget. Rav, didn't we just say on the previous Amud, Tom and Brach Shanasan, etc., etc.? You have these brachas to add in. So Amarle, Lav Inmar Allah, Rav Nasha Rav Tachlifa, Amar Rav. No, Rav explained himself. Lo Shanu, when are you allowed to add in these brachos, these extra makeup brachos if you forget something? Ela Shalom Pasach Bahatova Hametiv. If you didn't start the next bracha yet, you didn't say Bracha Hashem Elokim Echolam Elavin Malkein Adureinu. You say Bonei Bracha Yishlaim Amen. And you remember Ritzei Yalviyah, but whatever. Then you could add in this bracha. Ava Pasach Bahatova Hametiv Choser LaRosh. But if you already started the next bracha Choser LaRosh, and that's what we paskin. We'll talk about which days, but on the days that you have to make sure that you remember, Ritzei, Yal V'Yavo, etc. If you already started Hatova Meitib, boom, you have to go back to the beginning. So there's one unit, and therefore you're already lost. But if you remember beforehand, then you could add in this bracha. After bracha to Hashem. Oh, so then it gets into the issue of Kavano, if you're beginning of a bracha. You could probably go to these brachas. Okay, interesting. And we learned from this Gemara other halachas as well. The Russian Tinus in the first parak says, from this halacha you also learn, let's say, it's Rabbi, we're going to be start saying Mashav Ruach soon. So, right, Baruch Hashem, B'chaye HaMesim. Before you say Atakadash, you remember, or you're not sure if you said Morad Atal or Mashav Ruach Morad Agashem. So at that moment, says the Rosh, Baruch Hashem, B'chaye HaMesim, say Mashav Ruach Morad Agashem, right there. Or let's say in the winter months, you don't remember if you said B'sein Talu Matar. B'sein Baruch Hashem, B'barech Hashanim. V'sein talu matir levracha, right there, says the Rosh, based on our Gemara. Because you learn from here that until you go to the next bracha, it's still a hemshech kind of the previous. It's still fitting it into the previous. And again, within the first 30 days, after we do a change, we probably said the old way. So therefore, even if we're mesupik, so we have to say it again. So we should all be careful. Lechora, maybe even if it's after Tocha de Dibra, as long as you don't finish, you shouldn't start the next bracha. But you probably never have that. When do you have a break of Tocha de Dibra without starting the next bracha yet? Okay, so then that's all they talk about in declaring. So then, but then it's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek, because then you're trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. Then it's not a hefsek. Okay. Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Tov lo hizkei shorosh chodesh b'tfilah machzirin oso. Shmuel says, if you forget Yal V'Yavo in Tfilah, in Shmoneh Esrei, on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. B'birchas Hamazo, I'm sorry, machzirin oso. You do have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. We mentioned at least, let's say, by Shachris and Mincha. But we said at the end of one of the previous prakim. B'birchas Hamazo, ne machzir naso. You have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, but you don't have to repeat benching on Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Lei, Rav Avin, Rabbi Avin, Maishna, Tfilah, Maishna, Birchas Hamazo. And what's the difference between benching and Shmoneh Esrei? Amar Lei, Afla Didi Kashuli. That bothered me as well. V'shal Tiel Rav Nachman, I answer Rav Nachman. V'amri Li Minei Demar Shmuel. And he told me from our Shmuel, Lo Shamuli. And again, he told me, which is a question that went around the base medrash. Nobody knew the answer. Ella nechzi anam, but he said, I didn't hear it from anybody, but this is what appears to me. Tfilah d'chova hi machzirin oso. Shmoneh Esrei, which is a chova, and you have to have a Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Chodesh, therefore, you have to repeat And that's why we paskin, if you forget Yalviyavo on Rosh Chodesh, Shachris, and Mincha, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Birchas Mezona, but Birchas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh. The Ibai Achli, Ibai Lo Achil, if you want to eat bread, fine. If not, not, Ein Machzirin Oso. Because the rule is, if there is no, this is the rule, if there's no Chiv to eat bread, so then you don't have to repeat benching if you forget Yalviyavo. That is the general rule. And that's what we're going to talk about in Tosfos in a minute. But a svara for that, okay, so that makes sense. We all know that. So, chiv, yes, no, chiv, no. But why? So what? So if I ate bread, why shouldn't I have to repeat? But the answer that some of Farshim give is that when there's a chiv to eat bread at a su'uda, then that su'uda is labeled, let's say, a su'udas yantif. And yantif is a chiv to eat bread. So then that's called a su'udas yantif. Once it's su'udas yantif, then you have to have a birchas amazon shel yantif. And if you don't have a birchas amazon shel yantif, then it's no good. Mashiachi, what about Rosh Chodesh? I could eat bread for 3 hours straight on Rosh Chodesh. It's still not halachically called the Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't have that status because there was no chiv to eat the bread. It's a Su'uda on Rosh Chodesh, but it's not a Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. And if it's not a Su'udas Rosh Chodesh, I don't have to have a specific benching that is a Berchas HaMazon Shel Rosh Chodesh. So that is why, that's a little svara why, for this rule. But again, the rule is Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to have bread, and therefore you don't have to repeat benching. So Elamayata, the Gemara continues. Hey, is that true? Then Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Bilasagi, Lachil. So Shabbos and Yantif, where there's no way not to eat bread, where you have to eat bread. So Achanami Dilidai Hadar, is it true that on Shabbos and Yantif, if you forget Yalav Yavo and benching, you have to repeat benching? So I'm lay in. Yes, that's the halacha. Dabar Rav Shila Marav, Tachos of La Roche. Right? You have to repeat benching. One second. You have to repeat benching. Didn't we say you could add in these brachas? The Gemara says, no. La Vidmro, we already said. That's only if you didn't start the next bracha yet. But if you already went back to the beginning, you already passed Atova Hametiv, you have to be Choser. Okay, so you always have a way to save yourself if you didn't start the next bracha. But if you started the next bracha, then you have to repeat on days that you had to have the Seuda. So there's an important Tosfos here, top Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'im Tomar v'havi Rosh Chodesh miyom mitlo l'sanas ma'om b'megilas tainis." Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. So doesn't not fasting translate into having a chiyuv to eat? So Tosfos says, "Yeah, but no chiyuv to eat bread." V'yesh lama t'achi pirusha yibayachiv yibay loachol pas shechiyavne beverchas hamazon. The issue is whether there's a chiyuv that day to eat bread. Yes, there are more days that you're not allowed to fast, but there's a chiyuv to eat bread on those days, and whenever there's a chiyuv to eat bread, you have to repeat Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to eat bread.
If you start the next bracha, and you have to return, you have to finish the whole birchas hamazon and then return?
No, stop right there. Stop right there.
Start
from the beginning. Stop right there. But then Tosfos says, interestingly, Vitema, is it true that you have a chiyuv to eat bread on every yantif? It says in the lashon of the Gemara in Sukkah is that on Sukkot, if you want to eat, you can eat. If not, not. Except the first night, you have to eat it because I eat in the Sukkah. So doesn't that Gemara sound like on Sukkot, you can do whatever you want? So there is a Baal Hamor in Sukkah. Right, trivia question sheet. The Baal Hamor says on Sukkot specifically, if you want to eat, there's no chiyuv suda on Sukkot. You know why? Teishu kein taduru. I want to eat today. I don't want to eat today. I can do whatever I want on Sukkot. Teshu Tei Kaduru changes the definitions of Chiyuv Seuda. We generally, 99% of our Rishonim argue on that Baal Hamor, right? Like Tosfos here says. Tosfos said, that can't be. There has to be a Chiyuv Seuda. So what does that Gemara mean? So all Tosfos says it means is that on this night, you can't not eat in the Sukkah. But you have to eat a Seuda. Let's see if it rains or something. But that's all Tosfos says it means. But that's what the Rishonim deal with this Gemara and Sukkah, and this Gemara figuring out Chiyuv Suda. Tosfos does point out, yeah? Right now, Tosfos, right now. So first Shabbos says, Shal Shudas. The Suda Shlishis, 2/3 of the way down in Tosfos, Shal Shabbos, Hayim Supaklari. Shal Shudas, he was Mesupak, because as we mentioned last Shabbos, there are really 4 different opinions. You're supposed to have bread by Shal Shudas, Lechem, but there is a little more flexibility by Shal Shudas, different than the other 2 meals. The first 2 meals, boom, you have to have Lechem. The other meals, B'diavad, there are other ways to fulfill Shal Shudas. The 4 different shitas in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shemi, Bailo, Achala, Minya, Targima, you can eat other things. So therefore, by Shal Shudas, we pass in Lakula, because the Suffolk Brachas Lahakel, even though it's Brachas Hamazon, but generally, try to remember what it's say by Shal Shudas, because it's because it's a real suffix what you're supposed to do. But then at the end, the last 4 lines of Tosfos, me, you, am achal suda revius. If somebody eats a 4th meal on Shabbos, what's known as sudas Reb Chidka, because Reb Chidka says you have to have 4 meals on Shabbos. So therefore, if you eat sudas Reb Chidka, so then you don't have to be chozer, because then for sure, we possibly don't have to have bread for that meal. Okay. Here's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shavuos that if somebody makes a neder to be mevatel a mitzvah. So the Rambam gives all these examples. If you have a neder not to blow shofar and not to shake a lulav and not to eat bread on Shabbos. One of the four examples he gives. So the Rambam says that's nishma levatel as a mitzvah. So says a writer to the Tshuvas HaRashba. Says the writer to the Rashba. The Rambam, eating bread on Shabbos, l'chor is a derabanan. So the Rambam is saying, even if you make a shvua to be mevatel mitzvah derabanan, so even that, then if that's nishma levatel as a mitzvah, that's an amazing chiddush, Rashba. So the Rashba says, no, hello, you're wrong. Look at the Gemara in Brachas. It's mashma from here. The Rambam was told that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa that you're not allowed to, I'm sorry, the Rambam's lost that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So therefore, that's this Gemara. The Gemara says here that lo sagi de lo achil. And the Vajra lo sagi de lo achil lechem. But for sure, even not to fast. So the Rashba explains to the Rambam, no, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Maybe there are some shitas. I think there's a taz in Hilchos Shabbos that the whole idea of lechem mishnah is daraisa even. Shal shudas b'Shabbos. Three meals on Shabbos. Most poskim hold that eating three meals on Shabbos is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And eating lechem mishnah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But there are some shitas out there that say it's daraisa. This Gemara seems to give it tremendous significance. Okay. Ad kama mezamnin. Two dots. Ad kama mezamnin. What does this mean? So this is a quote back from the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek on Daf Mem Hey. How much do you have to eat in order to be included to be mitzurif in the zimun? How much do you have to eat? So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah there that between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir said kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda said kibetza. Tosfos here says this doesn't only have to do with zimun. How much do you have to eat yourself in order to have the bench? Right? That's not just it has to do with zimun. It has to do even with just stam eating. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said kizayis and Rabbi Yehuda said kibetza. So the Gemara says lameimer the Rabbi Meir chashav lekizayis Rabbi Yehuda kibetza. The Mishnah says that it sounds like from our Mishnah that Rabbi Meir holds that kizayis like an olive size is the chashav amount, and Rabbi Yehuda says kibetza like an egg size is the chashav amount. But we have a Mishnah in Sachim which says just the opposite. They have opposite shitas. The Tzad in the Mishnah says, and we have to know the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah which our Gemara does not quote, but Rashi quotes, and that is let's say somebody in Yonat Yoma, somebody's walking to Yerushalayim to shech to bring his current Pesach. He has his trip, he has wonderful, he's going, he's walking, he's shopping, he has his whole family, and all of a sudden he remembers, oy vey, the graham crackers in the closet, we forgot them. I do have time to go back to Chametz, oh, it's going for Pesach. So the Gemara says, if you could go back and do beer, fine, but if not, just be mevatel it wherever you are. That's the first half of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, and also a similar case, v'chein, now we pick it up in our Gemara. V'chein, mishiyasim Yerushalayim, niskashay b'yadah b'sar kodesh, yeah, after Pesach, you're walking back, what a wonderful yantif, you have leftover shlamim in your knapsack, in your cooler. And you're walking back, and you're passing outside Yerushalayim, you're like, the shlamim, you can't take shlamim out of the Yerushalayim, and you see you have shlamim in your cooler. So what do? You have to return it, so it's pasul. Right, because it's psul yotze. It went out of the walls of Yerushalayim. So therefore, what do? So im avart sofim, if you pass sofim, what's sofim? Again, machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says the name of a place outside Yerushalayim. Sofim. Tosis says, no, the word sof in Aramaic means to see. So it means if you could still see Yerushalayim, if you can't see it anymore. Im avart sofim, if you pass this place, sarfo bimkomo, then we're not matriach you to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. Burn it wherever you are. But if not, if you're still within, pretty close by to Yerushalayim, then you have to go back and burn in Yerushalayim. Right? Similar cases. Going back for the chametz, going back for the psar kodesh. Ad kamehim chozrim. How much meat or how much chametz do you have to have with you? Yeah, the chametz at home and the bus are with you in order to make you go back. If you have a crumb, if you have a morsel of meat, a tiny amount, you have to go back. So machlokes. Rabbi Meir Omer Zevazet by the Chametz case and the Basar case, Bekebetza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zevazet Bekezayas. So it's opposite Shitos, because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir was the one that said Kezayas for benching, and Rabbi Yehuda says Kebetza. So it's different contexts, but the Gemara says, can you compare whether Kezayas is substantial and Kebetza? So Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mechleves Hashita. Always the easy way out. Okay, switch one of them. Switch one of them, and that's make them consistent. But we never like to do that, so Abaya Omer L'Olam Lo Tefach. Somebody said, no, don't switch them. Really, they have a different reason by each case. So, hacha b'kray pligi, over here, by the benching case, by the Mishnah in Brachas, that, they're machlokas about how to interpret the pasuk. Rabbi Meir, savar, v'achalta zu achila, v'savata zu shasiyah, eating, v'achalta is eating. V'savata is a remez to drinking. V'achila b'kezayis. And v'achalta is, what's in ma'isa achila? That's a kezayis. That's why all you need is a kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda savar, no, there's a different way to learn the psukim. V'achalta v'savata. Read the two words together. Achila sheyesh basviya. Achila which has satiation in it. Ve'zazuka beitza. Right, so therefore, this achila is not a normal achila. Regular achila, I'll agree with you, Rabbi Meir, is only a kezayis. But this achila, which is required for benching, is sheyesh basviya. That's what you learn from v'savata, and therefore it's kebesa. That's the Mishnah here. Hasam over there by Pesach and Karbanis b'svara pligi. There they're arguing on a svara. Rabbi Meir Omer chazaraso kutum aso. Rabbi Meir, who said that you have to be chozer if you have a beitza, is why? Because he says chazaraso. We compare how much you have to go back for kutum aso to the amount that you need for it to become tame. Matum aso bikebeitza, just like food only becomes tame if it's the size of an egg. There's a machlokas we show him, does it need to be the size of an egg to also to give tuma? But at least, just like it's become tame if it's the size of an egg, abchazar aso bikebeitza, so too, you have to go back for the sarkachim or the lachamets bikebeitza. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Chazaraso ki isuro. How much do you, what do you compare? You compare how much you have to go back for to the isur, the isur that what it's usur to eat. Ma isura b'kezayis, just like it's usur to eat a kezayis of chametz or a kezayis of basar that went out of the base of the walls of Yerushalayim. Chazaraso b'kezayis, so to chazaraso, how much you have to go back for b'kezayis. You have to go back for kezayis. So where Meir and Yehuda, yes, have different shitas in the Mishnah in Brachas and in the Mishnah here, in the Mishnah in Brachas and in the Mishnah in Psachim, but they're based, it's not a stira, because they're based here on Psukim, they're based there on Svar. Just one ha'aref in Tosfos. Tosfos, the end of Tosfos, Rebbe says, he talks about how much do you have to make a. He talks about bracha rishoni. He talks about whether there's a smachtas here or whether they really didn't daraisa. The second line, Tosfos says, Ulainyun shasiya omeri diish lahachmir ulavarech alav afilu papakos mimali lugmav. Tosfos says you should be machmir and make a bracha on drinks. We're talking about shasiya here, even a tiny amount of a drink. Because it's kind of like you have to be machmir, suffic bracha, so you should be machmir here. And the Gilui Nashas just here points out, he says, I don't know why. Why, where's the Gilui Nashas? Here on the side, he says, Kashali, Hech Shaykh Lahachmir Lavarech, Abracha, Suffic, Brachas Lahakel. How can you, if you have a suffic about drinking, whether you had enough or not, how can you make a bracha? Sorry, brachas lahakel. So just one ha'ara, this is the Gilui Nashas l'shitaso. If you look back on Daf Yud Beis, which is a Daf Menachem did a couple of weeks ago, Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that the concept of sorry brachas lahakel does not apply to birchas hanehenin, because they might be, because it's an issue of gzela and me'ila, such as the ha'ara on that Gilui Nashas. Either way, this is the end of that Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow, this is a very quick Mishnah, because the Mishnah just talks about what the nusuf is for benching. So we'll stop here, and Baruch Hashem will continue. Tomorrow, again, today's shiur was L'Rafua Shalema, Tali Bas Dvor Rabina. Tali Bas Dvor Rabina. What does Chametz have to do with Tumah? Food. Food becoming Tameh. Psar Kodesh also isn't Tameh. It's not Tameh, it's possible. Let's talk about what we're talking about. But we're comparing, because we're comparing a problem with the food to another problem with the food. That's what the...